Are you excited?
Yes.
Me too, can you tell? I am so excited. It is finally Christmas, and I love Christmas. What's not to love, though, right? I mean, you've got the lights everywhere. I mean, nothing beats just driving around town and seeing the tacky stuff people put up in their yards. Isn't that awesome? And then you're so happy that it's not your neighbors whose house looks like that. And you know, then there are the parties. You know, gathering with family and friends, this place and that place for some eggnog and cookies and all of the trimmings. It's just great. And the concerts we go to, the music of Christmas really makes it. Especially when Tony plays it, right, Tony? And you know, I mean, we just go around singing Christmas carols all the time, don't we? I mean, seriously, if I hear "Baby, It's Cold Outside" one more time, though, that's a bit much. But there's so much going on to be excited about. There's the Christmas trees and the ornaments. I mean, we've got ornaments that are back from when we were little kids that we still hang on our trees. And you know, the shopping and the wrapping and all of the stuff that goes into Christmas. But we know what it's all about, right? It's all about the presents. Really? You tell me what you're excited about tonight, because I know what's going to be keeping me up. I know what's kept me up from the time I was a little kid, because Christmas Eve was coming, and I was waiting for Santa to come, and the whole time I wasn't just waiting for Santa to get there, I was waiting for Santa to bring me presents, because I had asked for stuff, and I wanted things, right? And so that doesn't go away. Just because I'm old now doesn't mean that I don't want presents anymore. And so tonight, I'll still have a hard time going to sleep because I'm excited about what I may or may not be getting for Christmas. Because let's be honest, at the end of the day, Christmas is all about the presents. Don't steal my thunder. But here's the thing. The presents that I'm talking about may be a little bit different than the presents that we're thinking about. Because I've gotten a lot of presents in my lifetime, and I know what I want for Christmas tomorrow, but I got to be honest with you. I don't really remember what I got last year. And I might remember a few things, but I don't remember what I got the year before that or the year before that. I mean, I'm sure that I was so very excited when I tore into the wrapping paper and exposed this gift of wonder, and I was so excited about it, but now I don't even remember what it was. Sometimes it broke. Sometimes it wore out. Sometimes it went out of style. Sometimes it didn't fit anymore. Sometimes it just lost its luster, and I really just didn't care much about it anymore. And that's what happens when we focus on the presents that we get at Christmas. But I still tell you that Christmas is all about the presents. It's just spelled a little differently. You see, Christmas is all about the presents. The P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. The presence of God coming among us. The Word that became flesh. The fact that God loves us so much that He sent Jesus to this world to be present here. That is the best present of Christmas. And that's what we heard about in the story. Everyone was so excited. The animals were excited. The shepherds were excited. The angels were excited. The wise men were excited. All of this excitement, not because of a present, a gift, but because of the gift. The greatest gift ever given to any of us, the present of the presents. You see, my friends, when we focus on the gifts that we get, when we focus on those presents that are under the tree, the joy of Christmas only lasts for a day, maybe a few days. And then we'll all be taking down our Christmas decorations and putting the tree back up for another year. And so all of this joy, all of this excitement that we've been feeling this whole season long, we put it away too until next year. But see, when we focus on the presence of Christmas, that's a joy that lasts all year long. That's a joy that doesn't just last during the year. It lasts for our entire lives and for our eternal life to come. That's what Christmas is all about. It's all about the presence of God in our life, in this world, and in the world to come. That's what Christmas is, my friends. So I want you to do me a favor this year. Whenever you're putting away your Christmas decorations and putting it, boxing everything up and putting it in the attic or the closet or the garage until next year, I want you to leave one thing out. Maybe the baby Jesus in a nativity scene or an ornament or just something. Just leave it out so that every time you look at it, you remember that the presence of Christmas is what's most important. And when you see that, remember that the presence of Christ is not just here on December 25th, wasn't just in a barn 2,000 years ago. The presence of Christ is right here, right now in your life. That's a joy that will last forever, my friends. Merry Christmas. Amen.